What a beautiful world.
As you can probably tell, I am not Celeste Bernard. My name is Jonathan Bernard. I'm Celeste's husband, and Celeste is actually in San Antonio tonight. She's been speaking to a girls' night out, a group of women at a church, and she's been talking to them about brave dreams. And so while she is out, I thought I would keep the podcast going, and so today you're going to get to hear a recording of Celeste at one of the first times that she ever spoke. It's at a women's retreat. Unfortunately, the audio recording is not great, but the message is wonderful, and so I know that you're going to be blessed by it. So I hope that you guys enjoy this podcast and this message that she spoke a few years ago.
So here's the thing that God showed me about when you're in your middle before the miracle. You're going to have to walk through a few fires to make it to the other side. And I know y'all are like, I paid for this conference and you're telling me that. Thanks a lot. I want my money back. Just wait. There's an ending. In Daniel, we read about three guys, and they were completely sold out to the Lord. And this Bible story ministered to me so much. God spoke through the story. And I know you all know it, so let's just ask God to hear with fresh eyes and fresh ears. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even if you haven't like read it, I know you watched the VeggieTales or something. So there's these guys. They're not cucumbers, they're guys. We're in children's ministry. It just comes to me every now and then. But what God showed me in this story is, number one, is Bible is real, not just stories. This is real. This really happened. And there's these three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're totally sold out to God. They want to follow all of his ways. They want to worship the one true God and only God. And so they love God. They worship God. Well, they were under this king, and his name was King Nebuchadnezzar. And the king was really into himself. And so he made this shrine. And he said, whenever this music plays, like, I don't know what it sounded like back then, like, whatever, that's not kind of cool. So whenever they heard the music over the loudspeaker, that everybody in the place was supposed to bow down and worship the image of King Nebuchadnezzar. And so they told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to do that. And I'm going to pick up in Daniel 3. Verses 16 and 18 in the story. They said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. And here's King Nebuchadnezzar, and he's furious. He orders them to be sent to the fiery furnace. He was so angry that he ordered the fiery furnace to be turned up 7 times hotter than he would normally do. It was so hot that the soldiers that escorted them in were actually burned. I studied this, and they actually were burned. It was so hot. So he ties them up, and it says in the scripture, he ties them up, and he bounds them, and he throws them into the fiery furnace. And then King Nebuchadnezzar notices something. And I'm imagining it. I don't know what it looked like, but I'm imagining he must have had some pleasure in watching these people that didn't worship him burn up, so he was watching. He was looking into the fiery furnace. And so we're going to pick up in Daniel 3, 24 through 27. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, it's like, hold up. Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire? And they replied, well, certainly, your majesty. And he said, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. the son of gods, like a son of the gods. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High, come out of the fire. And the satraps and the prefects, governors and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw, now listen to this, this is where it really hit me. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Here's what I need y'all to hear this morning. The Lord did not stop them from going through the fire. He delivered them out of the fire, unbound and unharmed. He delivered them from the fire. Now, some of you might say, well, why, God? You could have just stopped them from going in. Why in the world do we have to go through fires? This is why. Daniel 3:28. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be to God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is Nebuchadnezzar saying, praise be to God, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's commands and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Y'all, who received all the glory? Who did Nebuchadnezzar say, praise be to their God? They had to walk through the fire, but they came out unbound, unharmed. They didn't even smell like smoke, completely delivered from the fire. And who got all the glory? My God did. Nebuchadnezzar didn't worship God, but at that moment he said, man, your God must be awesome. Your God must be powerful. And I will say this right now, like, our flesh doesn't like this. Like, who wants to sign up for, oh, God, pick me. I'm going to go through a fire this week. Okay, our flesh is like, yeah, no, I'm good. Thank you. But we've lived on this earth long enough to know, in this world, you will have tribulations. Not you could, not you might, not at different times. It's John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, my daughters, because I have overcome the world. You know, I could have fought the process, and I always say I could have fought the process of moving. I could have tried to prolong it or put it off or whatever, but like I said earlier, if it's God's will, it's God's will. And that is what a blessing is. Even when it's hard, even when it hurts, that there is blessing in surrender. There is blessing in surrender. There is an overflow and abundance of his presence. When we die to ourselves, even though the whole dying to self thing, you're like, oh, why, please, no. But when we give him everything, there's a rich place of intimacy that he brings with you. It's no longer just cute little Bible stories. It's like, God, I've got to have you or I'm not going to make it. It's, God, I need a touch from your presence or I'm not going to be able to walk out of this room. It's that time of desperation, that rich place that he prepares you for the next thing. And we all want to be that vessel that allows him to shine through our lives, just like we've been talking about all weekend. We all want to bring him glory with our lives, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We would love for people to look at our lives and say, thank you, Jesus. Like, that is totally not her. And it's God. You know, and I love that. I love to see people that when you knew them before, you're like, and you see them now, and God has done something in their lives, you're like, oh, that is so not you. You are so God. Not, oh, no, not you are God. Well, God lives in you, but anyways. So how do we get unstuck from the middle? How do we move on to the place of promisement? And I believe that the answer is in surrender. I believe that the answer lies in a fully surrendered life. Some of us just need to get over feeling entitled. I'm sorry, I hope that doesn't offend anybody because I was the same way. But we need to not care so much about feeling entitled or these are my rights. I deserve, I want, but you know who I am. God says, lay it down, ladies. Lay it down. Who cares? Who cares who gets the first place in line? Who cares who gets the first dib on that or this? Or God is saying, just surrender. Put all those things away. lay it down at the foot of the cross. And I wrote on here, it's like a free fall. We have to trust, we have to trust that Father knows best. And sometimes we just have to say, okay, God, I've walked this walk long enough with you, and I'm going to free fall into your grace. I'm just going to let go and fully surrender and stop holding on to my rights. I'm going to read a few scriptures. All about dying to self. I think you like this, right? Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me, and he gave himself up for me. Luke 9:23, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself. I know that's a popular message out. Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Not once a week, not once a year. Let him take up his cross daily and follow after me. Galatians 5:24. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Mark 8:35. For whoever would save his life lose it. If you keep holding on, you're just going to lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. And some of us have been asking God why we've had to go through our fires. I mean, it's just, it's, we're human. We ask God, why? What, you know, teach me quick. Some of us ask God, you know, why we have to go through that. And I've learned to change my prayer over the years. Instead of asking God, why me? I say, Lord, let your will be done. And please change my heart through it. That's the biggest thing is I ask him, change my heart through it. And allow me to walk through it if it will bring you glory in the end. If my life, if my story, if my hardships can be redeemed, then have your way, Lord. I want these trials to bring you glory, just like we talked about last night. Nothing is wasted. And I know that I will come out in the end unbound and unharmed, changed. Just like that song I played earlier, I will go through the fire if you want. He will give you the grace to walk through whatever you're walking through, and he will bring you out unbound and unharmed. And you're going to smell a little bit more like Jesus.
Well, I hope you got something out of this excerpt of a message Celeste shared called Middle Before the Miracle. If you're interested in hearing the entire message, contact Celeste through her website, CelesteBenard.com. Also, if this podcast is encouraging to you, I'd really like to ask you to encourage Celeste by leaving a review on iTunes. It's always good to know people are listening and being encouraged. Until next time, may you have joy in your journey and be your very best.
Jonathan, are you recording Miss Celeste podcast? Oh, I want to be on that podcast. That would be awesome. Oh, can I be on the podcast? Can I? Please, 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 please.
I'm sorry, Big Red. I got to do this really quick. It's for Miss Celeste, okay? I can't let you on the podcast.
Please.